What did you think out of that today then, Alan?
It's hard to take much, especially when you get, obviously, second half, I think we get punished. I thought first half we actually played quite well, created chances, but at the end of the day you've got to take your chances, you've got to score them. And then obviously they got the part and score, which is really frustrating. But we've got to learn, because you kind of keep losing cheap goals, it puts you under pressure to win games and you end up forcing it sometimes. But as I said, it's an hour step closer. We're disappointed with some of the goals. We've got to do better, obviously, and got to learn quickly.
You've got a lot of practice taking corners in the first half as well.
No, you can see the height they've got as well. They're massive. Obviously in England they've got physical presence, and you can tell the quality they've got as well. He was talking there about their training ground. Is it £3.5 million training ground and stuff like that? And that's in League Two. It's incredible, the difference. We're miles away from that. But it just shows you how far we've got to go. But there was a lot of positive stuff first half, but there's a lot to work on as well.
They came at you in the second half a bit, right from the start.
It's another poor goal for us. He gets turned, he's allowed to come inside, and he gets his shot away. And we've obviously got to do better, we've got to stop shots. And it's the same with the last goal as well. He comes inside and has a shot, so you've got to stop shots. They're just basics in the last third. Don't let them come inside and have shots. So we've got to learn quickly. We can't afford to make the same mistakes over and over. Because we're getting closer to the first competitive game.
Chances all seem to fall to Lewis McCann, but you've had a good look at him now in these pre-season games, so what have you made of him?
He's done brilliant. I think he's been one of our main threats, to be honest. He's got energy, he's got quality, and for such a young lad, he's doing really well.
Mm-hmm. Possibility of informing a partnership with one of your strikers then?
You can see we're a bit short as well. We still need to bring in players. We've got players coming back for injury. It was good to see Vinny obviously coming on, and Joe Thompson as well. They've only trained the last day or two, so obviously we need to get them up to speed, because we're maybe playing boys out of position as well in the middle of the park, which obviously doesn't help either.
Next up's Arbroath. Will it be a different 11?
It'll be a different team. There'll be a couple of first team boys playing, and some of the young lads as well. So it's an opportunity for them to go and do well, and then obviously we play Motherwell.
How about Aidan Connolly? He was missing today. Has he recovered from his infection?
Yep, it's getting better, thankfully. So I think he's going to train tomorrow, and we'll just see how it reacts.
And the other injured player, Tom Beadling?
Yep, no, as I said, Tom's going to be out for probably a number of weeks, which is a big loss to us, because Tom done really well last year. So we're a wee bit frustrated with that one. But we're just going to make sure we take our time and get them right this time.
So you made it two English victories today.
Unfortunately.